This is Ted Kennedy. The Bush administration has no idea what to do about U.S.-Soviet relations. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, talk about agonizing reappraisals. Does the White House have any policy at all towards the Soviet Union? So far, the silence has been deafening. The problem is the right wing thinks Ronald Reagan went soft on the Soviets. They're afraid he gave away the store. They're still counting the silver at the White House, wondering what happened to their Cold War. Meanwhile, Gorbachev keeps on trying to warm things up. In London the other day, he made a significant new gesture on arms control. He unilaterally shut down two Soviet reactors that produce plutonium for nuclear weapons. U.S. military reactors have been down for a year because of serious problems in our own plants. Why not respond to the Gorbachev gesture, Al? Why not take advantage of the current situation and negotiate a permanent ban by both nations on plutonium production? Is anyone at the White House listening, Al, or thinking?
They're doing both, Ted. Sounds like a bad case of sour grapes to me, pal. With Ronald Reagan leading the way, U.S.-Soviet relations improved dramatically in these recent years. Tough losing at your own game, isn't it? We've made tremendous strides with arms limitations, human rights, and peace. Gorbachev has made encouraging overtures and much-needed reforms, but it sure ain't time to giggle and jump around the campfire. Ted, surely you aren't so naive to believe that Gorbachev doesn't have his own purely selfish agenda. He's a flamboyant statesman and a tough politician, but also a public relations master. It's long past time for the Soviets to put their domestic house in order, to pull away from their costly military and client state support. He's just taking care of pressing business out on the old homestead. You've been around long enough to spot that, haven't you, Ted? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the negotiated budget agreement. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.